Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck. I want to continue to make our way toward the celebration of Christmas. What a great week, a season of preparation. We're still in officially in the Advent season, which is a time of the church purifying herself, turning her gaze, being ready to receive again the fundamental truth of what God has accomplished in us. We see how Our Lady received through the work of the Holy Spirit. The angel Gabriel came to her, and the angel Gabriel acknowledged what God had already done in her, and she didn't even fully understand. Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Heaven came, and it's so interesting to see. It's so inspiring to see, friends, and to meditate on the fact that the biggest thing that ever happened in human history up to that point, by far, almost the unthinkable, the mystery that was hidden for ages, Scripture says, but now has been revealed. In the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son into the world, born of a woman. God Himself, in the person of His Son, comes. The rightful King has come to establish definitively and forever His kingship over all creation. It's rightfully His. It was made for Him, was made by Him, and He came to destroy the kingdom of darkness that's set against His rule and His kingship, and to set free a race of people, you and me, the human race, that were under the domination of the world, the flesh, and the devil, and the power of sin and death. And as St. Paul said, living without hope in the world, Jesus comes to bring real hope, a living hope, you know, a hope that will, that can never be overcome, because it's a hope that's fixed on the eternal truth that Jesus Christ has destroyed the power of sin and death and has brought life to the world. We welcome, we celebrate the incarnation of our Lord. And we see in it, we see in Mary's encounter with the angel Gabriel and what Gabriel reveals, and the Holy Spirit helps her and said, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. And Mary's receptive to the Holy Spirit. And when the great King comes, He doesn't come to the rich and the wealthy and the powerful. He comes to the lowly. God loves the lowly, the humble. And we see now, we have the perspective of history and revelation, and we know what happens to the humble who welcome the will of God. Mary's crowned in heaven. She's the queen of heaven and earth. She has a unique place because of the unique calling that the Lord has put on her life, all made possible through the death and resurrection of her son, Jesus. But she's the first disciple who's teaching us how to live by the Spirit, how to be lowly and humble. And humility is expressed in her fiat, not my will, but yours be done. Lord, do in me whatever. Elizabeth said, she honored Mary because she believed the words that the Lord spoke to her. She internalized them, accepted them, and then she declared it. She magnified the Lord as I ended the program yesterday. She said, the mighty has done great things for me, and holy is His name. This is the cry, and ought to be the cry, the heart of every disciple of Jesus. Everyone who's been baptized into Christ and His church, she lived in a fallen world. We live in a fallen world. The sword was going to pierce her side. She was going to suffer much, but she declared and magnified, and she was in awe of the greatness of God's plan and the greatness of God's plan at work in her. The church reminds us and leads us liturgically through the whole saving work of God and the coming of Jesus, and wants us to make sure we don't miss the deep personal truth that's present here. That in our baptism, the Lord Himself has come to dwell in us in the power of the Spirit. We have become temples of the Holy Spirit, children of God. And the church is, you might say, the hope for the world. Obviously, Jesus is the only hope for the world, but we are His body, the church. And if we live with the vision and the faith that Our Lady lived in, with the humility and the obedience and the surrender that she's modeling for us, that she prays for us, she's calling us to, if we receive what we've been given, the light in us grows. The light's in Our Lady. She magnifies the Lord. It's in Zechariah, who, you know, John the Baptist's father, who himself, in his prophecy, basically, that's in Luke's gospel as well, that first chapter, when the Spirit of the Lord came on. And let's just take a look at it for a minute. He said, verse 67, and his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit. That's John's father. And he prophesied. When the Spirit starts to come, the Spirit prepares the way of the Lord. The Holy Spirit prepared Our Lady. The Holy Spirit's preparing Elizabeth. She was barren, and the Holy Spirit worked a miracle, so it was possible for her to have John, to be the mother of John. They have give Zechariah and Elizabeth a son. And then Zechariah, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, filled with the Spirit, begins to prophesy, and he said, "Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel." See, when the Holy Spirit's really living in a person, and we're alive to what God's accomplished in us and the work he's doing, it's got nothing to do with the circumstances of the world around us, friends. We're going to have lots of troubles in this world, Jesus said, lots of tribulation. But he looked us square in the eyes, so to speak, and he's saying, don't worry about it. We're like, what do you mean, don't worry about it? I don't want to live through hardship. I don't want to live through want. I don't want to be canceled in this world. And he's saying, don't worry about this world. It's going to be over in a second. It doesn't have a hold on you. It has no ultimate claim on you. And even what it does dish out to you, suffering, disappointment, and difficulty, if you're alive in me and you give it all to me, I'm going to use it to bless your life, and I'm going to use that suffering to bless the life of other people. You live in victory, even though you suffer loss in this world. So here's Zechariah. Blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people. You can say, the Lord has visited me. He's redeemed me. And I say, blessed be the Lord, the God of Israel, who's accomplished this in my life. And he's raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. That's Jesus, of course, right? And he spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets from his old that he would save us from our enemies and from the hands of all who hate us. In the story of Israel, and it's, you know, the people of God and what they suffered, and the attacks on them in this world, they're an image of what God is doing in this whole world spiritually with all those who are baptized into Christ. From the hands of all who hate us, who hates us, well, certainly Satan and demons are set out to undermine our lives, to leave us empty and despairing, and ultimately to leave us separated from God. But we're not afraid anymore. We're victorious over the work of the enemy. His strategy won't win the day, no matter what the circumstances. He came to perform the mercy to our fathers and to remember his holy covenant, Zechariah says, and the oath he swore to our father Abraham, that we, being delivered from the hand of our enemies, might serve him without fear. To be free to serve the Lord without fear, Jesus said, don't be afraid of those who can kill the body, but fear him who can cast you into hell for all eternity. In holiness and righteousness before him all the days of our life now, we want to live in a holy fear of God. And he said, you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. He's talking about John the Baptist. For you will go before the Lord to prepare his way, to give his people knowledge of salvation in the forgiveness of their sins. Jesus has come to forgive our sins. He's the Savior. And he saves us from what? He saves us from sin, which produces death, eternal separation from God. So Jesus said, come and give me your sins. Give them to me. Let me take them away. I want to free you from their hold and claim on your life. Thanks be to God for the sacrament of reconciliation. This is a beautiful line, one of my favorites in the New Testament. Through the tender mercy of our God, the dawn from on high has broken upon us, to shine on those who dwell in darkness and the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace. A light has come. The dawn has come. The dawn, the sun has begun to shine. The light has entered the world. We think of John's gospel, the first chapter, the prologue. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not made anything that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Right? Darkness has settled in the human race because death had a claim. This is what Zechariah is saying. The dawn from on high is broken upon us to give light to those who sit in darkness in the shadow of death. Death casts its shadow over the human race. And there is no hope. There's no future. Jesus came, and he's light. And John says it so beautifully. He said that his life was light. What was that life? John would say in his first letter, the eternal life has appeared to us. We've seen the divine life in a person, Jesus. There's no force, there's no power, there's no spiritual reality that can oppose him, that can put out that life. And everyone who's united to Jesus shares in that life. So those who are baptized into Christ are baptized into that life. And we share in and participate Jesus' victorious life. The ultimate destiny of our lives is already set in Jesus, who's at the right hand of the Father, living the new creation, living the kingdom life with the church triumphant all around him, probably some of your relatives, hopefully, and mine, around the throne of God, already entered into the new creation. And all that's been promised, they're living in it fully. We have a down payment in the Holy Spirit. And we can say with Zechariah, the dawn from on high has broken upon us to shine on us who live in darkness, in the shadow of death. We don't have to live in the fear of death, in the slavery that comes from the fear of death. Friends, that's the bondage we see everywhere in the world. The deep grooves and habit patterns of sin that are present in the world, the divisions, the hatreds, the violence, the perversion, all that's there. Those are all, you might say, offspring of a people who are enslaved to the power of sin and death. And death's shadow casts over their minds and hearts, and Jesus sheds his light into it. That's what we celebrate. We're a people, a broken, imperfect people, but we've been given a treasure. We've been given a gift. We've been given the very life of the Son of God. Verse 6 in John's first chapter, he said, there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came for testimony, to bear witness to the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but he came to bear witness to the light. Zechariah's son, John the Baptist, he came to testify, to bear witness that the light had come. It goes on to say in verse 9, the true light that enlightens every man is coming into the world. And he was in the world, and the world was made through him. Yet the world knew him not. The world was in darkness in relationship to who God is. Didn't have knowledge of who God is, that which means we had no knowledge of who we actually are. He came to his own home, and his own people received him not. But all who received him, who believed in his name, he gave power to become children of God, who were born not of blood, but were born of God. Born of God, brothers and sisters. God bless you. Have a great day.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.